Hello, this is Radio Kate here, back from a very, very exciting day indeed. And yeah, I suppose you're supposed to be professional and detached about cool things that happened. But why? Why? Why can't you just be excited by really cool things? Really cool thing happened today, and I had lunch with an astronaut. Like a real astronaut, a proper astronaut that's been in space and everything. Like three shuttle missions and 6.5 months on the International Space Station. Wow! That's cool! And now he works for a commercial spaceflight company. And he was on the Augustine Committee that decided about the future of human spaceflight. Wow! We're not talking any old astronaut. We're talking an absolutely awesome astronaut. And his name is Leroy Chow. And he was really very, very, very lovely. And wow! What an absolute privilege. I feel like a very, very, very lucky girl. Because frankly, that's what I am. I'm obviously not speechless. I'm overexcited and gibbering and jabbering. But other than that, I'm kind of speechless. I mean, think about it. I'm nobody. I'm just some random girl from East London. I grew up here and I still live here, and I'm really not important. And yet, I just had lunch with an astronaut. How cool. You know what? Thank you, Twitter. It was down to Twitter, because he started following me on Twitter. I don't know why. Maybe because I was talking about NASA and jabbering about that when I was in the Mojave. But he chose to follow me, and I followed him back, obviously, and thanked him amazingly, because he's an astronaut. And he sent me a lovely message saying that I seemed interesting, and he liked my hat. Which absolutely made my day. An astronaut telling you that you seem interesting. Completely balmy, but wow. And today, I'm going to Houston on Thursday to do a bit of reporting. I was supposed to go up in a zero-gravity flight. That's not going to happen because I'm not American. Sad face. But I'm still going to do some reporting, which will be lovely. And I remembered I know an astronaut, and he lives in Houston. So I sent him a direct message. I didn't think he'd still be following me, but bless him, he was. And turns out he was coming to London before I left to go to Houston. So we've had lunch in London, and it was lovely. And he's really nice. And for somebody who deserves to have his head in the clouds and to be looking down on us, because, frankly, he spent, like, over 200 days in space doing exactly that, he was really very, very nice. And that makes me excited too. That amazing people can be nice people. And he brought me a Fisher space pen, and it's got a little shuttle on it, and it's very cool, and a business card that says Leroy Chow, astronaut. I don't think there is a cooler business card than that, frankly. But yeah, I would like to have business cards like that one day, with my name on, obviously. I really want to go to space. And he's been lovely, and now he's sent emails to astronauts in Houston, so maybe I can meet them when I'm there. And he said, my friend is going to be in town. I'm friends with an astronaut. Wow. I left lunch, which was lovely. And I just walked around London, grinning and kind of wanting to tell everybody. And even for a brief moment, considered getting a t-shirt that said, I've just had lunch with an astronaut. And then realised I'd probably only really be able to wear that today. Yeah. Oh, well. Nice idea. And bless him, he was so nice, he even agreed to do a Someone Once Told Me picture. If you don't know, someoneoncetoldme.com, lovely site. They put a black and white photograph up every single day, a new one, and it is a person holding a sign, and on the sign they've written some words that somebody once told them. And I explained this concept to him, and he wrote on his sign that someone once told him that spaceflight is a magical experience. And I've now got that sign. I'm going to put it on my wall. It's signed, and I'm going to keep it there to remind me that I want to go to space. And somehow, I'm going to make that happen. I think. Nope, I'm going to make it happen. I might need your help, but I really want to go to space. So yeah, I'll get thinking. Anyway, sorry, totally overexcited, just kind of want to squeak a lot and tell everybody, so I'm telling you, if you're listening, thank you. And if not, well, it doesn't really matter, does it? Okay, over and out.